It will likely be March before Queens County residents find out whether Liverpool will once again be a mill town. Last May, Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston said the region could be the home for a new craft pulp mill. It all depends on whether forestry giant Domtar, which operates Paper Excellence, believes there's a business case for it. Nobody from Domtar or the provincial government would do an on-air interview this week, but in emailed statements, both the company and Natural Resources Minister Tory Rushton said more will be known in March. Domtar said in its statement that it's in the final stages of a feasibility study into a new mill. Rushton said in his statement that the province is open to natural resource development and exploiting the economic potential for the forestry sector. Last May, the premier announced a deal with Paper Excellence to settle the company's $450 million lawsuit against the province after its subsidiary, Northern Pulp, was forced to shut down its mill in Pictou County in 2020. As part of that deal, Paper Excellence launched a 9-month feasibility study into whether a Liverpool mill is viable. Here's Premier Tim Houston from last May.
The province has agreed to support Paper Excellence in the idea of building a new craft pulp mill in Queens County, in the areas around the former Bowater Mill near Liverpool. With the support of the region's forestry sector, which is currently underperforming, the company believes that Liverpool could again support a new mill. And I agree. If there is a business case and the company brings forward a project, it could mean an investment of more than $1.4 billion in our economy. And that's just to build a new mill. Let me assure you, let me assure Nova Scotians that any project that comes forward will need to meet today's standards and will undergo environmental assessments, significant public engagement, and Indigenous consultation.
Under the court-approved settlement agreement, Domtar's rate of return on a new mill over 20 years must be 14%. To determine that, the company said it assesses the estimated startup and operation costs, as well as the market for pulp and other bioproducts a Liverpool mill might produce. Bowater operated a pulp and paper mill in Brooklyn from 1929 to 2012, employing hundreds of people in Queens County. When it closed, it threw 320 people out of work. It also affected people in other industries. Many of the employees retired or left for jobs in Western Canada or elsewhere. The region fell into an economic funk, and it took years for the local economy to recover. When the premier announced the prospect of a new mill last spring, though, local reaction was mixed. Some local politicians and forestry workers welcomed the news, while others, including local business leaders, said they were concerned about the environmental impact a pulp mill would have. That's your QCZR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.